This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon, live at the University of Mary today for Rising Leadership. Rising Leadership, that's right. I'm going to tell you about that. The Rising Leadership North Dakota program is high school students. Nearly 50 of them will be here today interacting with business icons. And again, part of the Workforce Development Project, the University of Mary, something you may remember, Energy Transfer Partners, had underwritten. We talked about that some time ago, some help for both the School of Engineering at the University of Mary and also this workforce project. And so this is one of the projects. It is, again, starting in high school. Get the kids to think about careers and learn from some of the best. So part of what the University of Mary does and does so well. We're going to begin with breaking news. Daniel, when you have Craig on the line, you let me know. But we have, you may have heard about this yesterday afternoon, but we've all been on pins and needles wondering what is going to happen with the Dakota Access Pipeline because you had a judge initially say it needed to be shut down within 30 days. That was appealed. The appeal was stayed so, you know, they could study it longer and said, no, we, you know, it's on hold, but it wasn't permanent. Now it looks as though it is, in fact, from the judge's perspective, allowed to continue to operate. However, there's some other things related to the permit and starting over and, you know, having an environmental review. So you need like a law degree to be able to sort out all the different pieces of this and keep track of it. It is a waste. It is a giant waste. It is something that is tragic. It is something that is, I think just an example of sour grapes, poor leadership on the part of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. They can't take complete blame because there is an entity known as Earth Justice, which does this. They have a lot of money from a lot of eco-terrorists and environmental activists that they put into a pot, and they just try and tie these projects up in court. Now, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. It's America, so they can take advantage of the court system. You would think Standing Rock Sioux Tribe would want to be a better neighbor in the regard than they are, and it's too bad. It really is. So anyway, this continues. It doesn't have to, but it continues, and I wanted to make sure we knew all the facts before we got cranking with the program today. Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council is going to join us a little later on in the hour and give us his take as well and see how the companies operating in North Dakota are taking this news. So we start with Craig Stevens. He's with GAIN, Grow America's Infrastructure Now, and probably better than anybody has followed the TikTok of all of the court action of this process all along the way. Craig, thanks for joining us again. How are you? What happened yesterday?
Great question. As we've talked about in the past, Judge Boasberg ruled that the company Energy Transfer had to stop shipping oil, effective actually yesterday, August 5th. And that order was appealed to the district, to the appeals court in Washington, D.C. This is the district that's been hearing all of the Standing Rock Energy Transfer, U.S. Army Corps lawsuits. So that was appealed, and then a three-judge panel yesterday stayed that decision, said, no, you can continue to ship oil. We want to take a look at the merits. We want to take a look at the actual arguments here and send part of it back down to the lower court. But then when it comes to whether the actual permit has to be vacated or not, that's something that this court is going to take a look at. So for now, and certainly it looks like through the rest of this year, at least, the Dakota Access should be fine. The court yesterday, that appellate court, set up a timetable to hear the merits argument on that permit, a pretty aggressive schedule when it comes to court timelines and all briefings. So both sides will get a chance to brief the court, present their arguments on paper a couple of different times. All that has to be done by September 30th. And then after that, they'll schedule an oral argument, which may very well be online because there still is no contact and no in-person activity at most of these courthouses, specifically in Washington, D.C. The mayor has indicated that she's going to extend her order to not allow for much interaction until at least Columbus Day. And interestingly, she's not going to have in-person schools until after Election Day. So there's a lot of talk that all of a sudden COVID is going to get cured after Election Day. And certainly a lot of politics at play both in the courts and in government here.
And we call it the election infection. COVID-19. Yeah. It should be cured by the election. I think you're right. A lot of things are going to be interesting. I mean, who would have thought a president would be surveilled by his own government, by a court set up to find foreign actors, right? And the Democratic Party could pay for it and change the narrative on how weak a candidate was on Russia to how corrupt one was. Totally made up out of whole cloth, we know now. So should we be surprised if it goes away? No. Should we be surprised that there's politics in the pipeline? No. I mean, they're exploiting the courts, and there's got to be a solution for this, at some point. But right now, obviously, I think the most important thing for North Dakota's perspective is, unless the Dakota Access Pipeline is in fact operating, and hopefully ultimately expanded, optimized, it is going to slow, stunt, or ultimately hurt the growth of the North Dakota oil production. So that's first and foremost. So good news in the fact that, okay, we decided the pipeline could continue to run. Now we got to sweat out this decision on the permit. Let's just do a what-if on this. So the two scenarios that are going to come out of this next court decision is there is a permit or there isn't a permit?
So the question is, was what the Army Corps of Engineers did good enough? And that's what the two questions that you presented, those two options. And that's really the question that the court will be looking at. Did they do enough, or do they have to go back into a full EIS? And, legacy, the way that the Army Corps has done its work for decades, the years of study and inspection they did on this specific, the Lake Oahe and the other water crossings, would demonstrate that they did exactly what they had done for generations. What they were able to do was convince one judge, Judge Boasberg, that, you know what, it was highly controversial, so they should have done more.
So in this decision yesterday, there was some reference to there not being enough of an argument to persuade them on this question that they then go to the next step, right? So they've said, hey, your argument's not good enough, it's got to get better. Did I read that right?
Yeah, essentially. So what they said was that Energy Transfer and the Army Corps didn't do enough for them to vacate the decision today. So they need more information, and they need fuller briefings in order to make that decision, which that's not uncommon. They did the first right thing, and that was to make sure that oil can continue to flow. They recognized that there'd be significant impact if the oil stopped. But now they want fuller briefings on that so they can know how to best move forward.
So is the worst case scenario at this point, the pipeline continues to flow, but there is a need for the environmental impact statement. In other words, the core, a lot of expense, go through all that again before, and obviously be approved before it can permanently be certified. Is that the worst case? Do you see any scenario in which the pipeline would be shut down again after yesterday's ruling?
Yeah, the appellate court could certainly say that, the Army Corps can come back and say, Judge Boasberg was right. We do need to do more work. Now, that's unlikely. Having said that, there is an election coming up here in November, and there may be a new president. And if things go badly for Republicans and badly for the industry, there could be a President Joe Biden who says, you know what, my Army Corps doesn't think they did enough. So we're going to go back and we're going to start this whole process over, and I'm going to rescind the permit. So this is, timing-wise, it's a challenging time because of this election right around the corner. Now, hopefully, the Army Corps will be able to say we did the right thing, and then the courts will actually say that we'll say that, you know what, the Army Corps did what it said it was going to do. The company did what it said it was going to do, and this is a safe pipeline to be able to move forward. And I think this isn't the last we've heard about it in the courts, because no matter what happens, it's going to go to the Supreme Court. And I think one of the legacy issues of this president was able to actually put some folks up there who don't legislate from the bench. And so even if there is a President Biden, there may be some hope with the Supreme Court, because there are folks that recognize that the law is the law, and that law needs to be followed.
I wish I could be as optimistic as you on that front going forward on the judges. I agree in other places there are. D.C. Circuit still seems a little perilous to me. Even one of the judges on this case was one of the judges Obama lost the filibuster over, right? So it was a rather famous judge, and it was so they could pack that court, and they've done one heck of a job of it without question. So there's something the president recently signed related to streamlining some of the NEPA process. Is there another alternative here outside of the court from a regulatory standpoint that the administration would have before the election to use?
Probably not. You know, the president's been pretty direct in using the executive powers when he can. But considering that this was already in place, it really is about the Army Corps and the courts. What he's doing now is really smart moving forward, though, trying to streamline this process, recognizing that we need infrastructure, and also recognizing that everything's going to be a fight. And if you can't streamline this process and make it so that there's some sort of certitude for large-scale investment, nothing's ever going to happen. And that's what the other side wants.
Well, we're going to have you back, Craig, and we're going to talk about the, you know, What's broken in all this? You know, there's obviously rules that are being played by, but when you look at Earth Justice writing the checks on behalf of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and what they stand for, what they're for, I mean, none of this, it just stinks, but it's a victory. We'll call it that. Craig Stevens, thank you very much. More coming up.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Hi, Scott Hannon here. Are you frustrated with your financial advisor because you feel there's nobody there to take your call? Are they on summer hours? Is their entire office still closed because of COVID-19? Call the team at Collins & Kroc, where they keep normal business hours for your convenience, not theirs. At Collins & Kroc, located in Fargo, they're open and ready to meet with you. Call Collins & Kroc today, 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Kroc is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On What's on Your Mind, live from the University of Maryland. We're in the Gary Farrelson School of Business today in Butler Hall in beautiful Bismarck, high atop You know, the wonderful overlook that right now is a lot of fog. But, you know, this too shall pass. Every cloud has an edge. So that'll burn off before long, and we'll be just fine. We are inviting you to stop by a PetroServe USA location today. I'll meet you there a little later on my way back today after the broadcast. And Valley City location, exit 292, has pulled pork and French dip sandwiches for lunch today. How about the meatloaf dinner? The Harwood location, 12th Avenue Fargo location, Meatball Sub, or the Salisbury Steak today, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. There's a hearty meal for you. Home cooking, that's what I just described. Pulled pork, French dip sandwiches, meatloaf dinner, Meatball Sub, Salisbury Steak. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. And all those lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. Any PetroServe USA you visit, 4-for-4 deal, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink of your choice, four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. The chicken's great. The caramel rolls are great. Valley Dairy Store is part of the family, too, in the Northern Valley. You just tell them that Scott sent you. 21 past the hour. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. And I'm very intrigued. I don't have time right now, but something you sent me said, this will make you laugh. So thank you, Todd. Thank you for sending me something that will make me laugh, but I haven't had a chance to laugh yet.
On your drive home or whatever when you have a couple of minutes, it's funny.
See, it's just very nice of you to send that. I appreciate that very much. So
somebody's got to keep the mood a little light every now and then. We can't stay dark the whole year.
And I have some nuts for Phil Parker. So I know you guys have this fortress of the iHeartMedia enterprise on East Rosser. I don't know if you can like come out and I'll throw it over the wall. Kind of like the, you guys got a wall there now, like the border, right?
You have that good an arm. I think there's a few football teams that want to talk to you. Or a few baseball teams, for that matter.
I told them that we had a peanut farmer stopped in to see us the other day from Georgia. And actually, cotton farmer, peanut farmer, sugar beet farmer. We're all stumping for Congressman Colin Peterson, and they came by the studio and got a chance to talk to them a little bit about what they do. And our new friend, the peanut farmer, left us some peanuts. They're Georgia peanuts, and they're really good. They're little packets. So
he brought some for Phil, but not me.
Phil asked for them, and I said,
I didn't know about it.
He said he loved peanuts, and I said, well, then I'll bring you some.
I love peanuts.
It's a whole bag, though, so you can maybe, you know, kind of work it out with him and, you know, maybe, you know, share. Okay. I'm thinking you could share something like that. So
maybe. Exactly. Up to him, I guess, or his. But yeah.
Todd's in charge of the bumper music today. So
by the way, the Miami Marlins called. They need a pitcher who does not have COVID. So if your arm is that good, they'd like to talk to you.
Okay, I'll work on that. Yeah. You can call us today at 800-228-0550. You can text us. Todd is at 226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054. Okay? Those are the numbers to text us. Love your text always and your calls as well. I do have a big question today. A big question, and that is, you know, what I just described and we're going to talk about on the program today related to the battle over building and operating the Dakota Access Pipeline and the incredible amount of organized professional opposition and protest to it is not something that is exactly going to encourage somebody to have some warm and fuzzies about investing their hard-earned money, because they're going to see court costs that they didn't factor in. They're going to see downtime. We have to do something. Now, if I'm in court and I sue somebody and I win, I love the court, right? And if I lose, oh, I grumble about the court. So, the courts are there and they deserve a role. I'm not saying that. It isn't as though, a Standing Rock Sioux Tribe doesn't have the ability to go to court. But how they have gummed up this process using the court, in my mind, is un-American. It's not right. I'm not saying they have done anything wrong from just pure due process standpoint, but I think we need to do something. What could we do? What would fix that? I'd like your answer to that question today on the program, and then we can channel our frustration on this to something that is productive, rather than lamenting that it's happening or that it happened, the protests and the lawlessness and all that. What would you do next time? What should be done different? That's what I want to know. Our next guest is Michael Raybar. Michael is the Assistant Director of the Online Admissions for the University of Mary. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Scott. It's good to see you, as always.
Nice to see you as well. And Mike's lovely bride, Mrs. Raber, as I know her, Rebecca Raber.
Dr. Raber, yes, exactly.
Is a part of the wonderful music program here at the University of Mary and does some wonderful things. So they're a great team for you, Mary. And we're going to talk about the start of the fall term. Somebody asked me earlier, when does it start? So let's start there.
September 7th. That's when we're starting our fall term. Online classes will start right away that Monday morning. So anybody who's starting in our online undergrad or graduate degree programs will start that day.
And a little bit later, just with all the COVID stuff and the on-campus thing, is that why you're...
Yeah, I think the next day, the on-site classes start the Tuesday the 8th. I'm kind of not in that world, but I think that's when they're starting.
Anyway, a little later than maybe normal, but for not as late as some this year.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're having it. Now, I talk a lot about the fact that thinking about getting an education at the University of Mary, come into it with a benefit you don't see a lot of places, and that's the recognition you give for work experience. Explain that.
Absolutely. We do what we call prior learning, so there are opportunities for some of our adult students to maybe take their work experience and translate that into college credit, and we do that with the help of the advisors that help them once they get enrolled. So it can be a big step for some people who are looking to finish a graduate or an undergraduate degree or looking at something on the graduate line.
We've said for a while, tell them you heard it on What's on Your Mind, and the waive the fee, and that's now continued, right?
Yep. Yeah. So we're waiving our application fees for both undergrad and grad using your last name, I believe. So just submit your application, get the ball rolling. We just want to talk with you and help you through the process.
Enrollment deposit.
The same thing. Yeah, in some instances, we're waiving our enrollment deposits as well. So we're really just trying to make it as easy as possible to get back to school.
How about the flexibility for undergrad or grad students online?
You know, we have so many online options in both undergrad and grad. In a lot of cases, you're looking at 5-week classes. So you're finishing off a full 3-credit course in just a little over a month. One class at a time. It's an accelerated format, so you're moving along quickly. You don't have to focus on taking 12 or 15 or 18 credits, you know, all in one shot. It's a really, really simple program.
And you have another little interesting deal where there is some scholarships for folks that work for University of Mary partners, right?
Right. If we have a business partnership with your employer, you could be eligible for a number of scholarships through our business partnerships, one of which we just started this summer and now into the fall, which is our First Step Scholarship, which basically means you could get your first class tuition free with us. That's a big step.
Fantastic. Anything else you want to tell our fine listeners about online?
Like I said, just, you know, give us a call. We love to see the inquiries. Don't be afraid. We can answer questions for you if you want to finish a degree or go on and get that second one. We pick up the phone and we guide you through the whole step, and we take you all the way to graduation. We don't just leave you out there all on your own.
The Director of Online Admissions at the University of Mary, Michael Raber. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Scott.
Good to see you. Appreciate it very much. And love the Rabers. They're great, good folks, and very passionate about what they do. And certainly, if you're going to talk to Michael and the crew here at the UMary, you're going to get a great experience in the online side. I've done it. I love it. All right. We are going to take a little break here and come back with more. By the way, we're at the University of Mary today because their Rising Leadership event is going on. High school students from all over coming to campus today to learn from some of the pros. So stay tuned. We'll tell you more about that, too. Coming up, What's on Your Mind?
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. These leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 B emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
All this talk about defunding and disbanding our police departments is crazy. Crime is way up already. Abolishing the police would be an invitation to criminals to take over our streets. We can't let that happen.
85% of Minnesotans say they support their local police. If you agree, go to supportmnpolice.com to make your voice heard. That's supportmnpolice.com, brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. 2 days after Dr. Anthony Fauci said that a vaccine for COVID-19 could be available by the end of this year, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says this morning the race to develop one is looking promising.
It is very credible that we will have the high tens of millions of doses of FDA gold standard vaccine by the end of this year and many hundreds of millions of doses of vaccine by the beginning of next year.
He spoke on Fox News. President Trump's to visit Ohio today, touring a Whirlpool appliance factory before zipping into Cleveland for a fundraiser. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says Tropical Storm Isaias was the strongest weather system to hit that city since Hurricane Sandy in 2012. And this is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Tonight, the Energy Town Hall is happening at the Bismarck Event Center. And I am hosting it on behalf of the What's on Your Mind family for one simple reason. I want to find out from North Dakotans what you think about North Dakota energy. I just talked about the Dakota Access Pipeline and the perils of the courts and, you know, the disagreements and the battles over permits and all of the, you know, political things that go way beyond the actual, you know, administrative things that happen with permitting and whatnot. I mean, that's one example. We have so many. Coal Creek Station, you have Great River Energy, said, nope, don't want to do that anymore. Well, that's a Minnesota co-op. Make a decision based on the needs of a Minnesota co-op and from a different value set than North Dakota. But it leaves a lot of good people, good North Dakotans in the lurch wondering what's going to happen, right? You know, right now, there's two counties in North Dakota that have said, we don't want wind development. Sorry, farmers, you're not getting any of that extra income right now. We don't want it because they see it as a competitor to coal. So ethanol, you know, obviously there's a battle between oil and ethanol, and oil folks don't like ethanol because it's less of their product when you're coming to the pump. Others see it as a choice. So my point is we could all pick things that we like or don't like about any particular energy resource. This isn't to bicker. This is to say, can't we all get along? This is to say, what do we agree on? What's going to be our plan? What should we push the legislature to do? What should we push our elected leaders to do in Congress? What do you want the governor and lieutenant governor to do? You know, we craft the plan. So I believe there's common ground, and I think we just have a good old-fashioned family conversation about energy resources and talk that through, and I think we'll come out of that better for it. So that's the only agenda. We the people have a say. We will have, you know, elected leaders there. We'll have, you know, regulators there. We're going to invite a lot of folks and have invited a lot of folks to be part of that. Rich Wardner, representing legislative leadership, will be there. Most of the energy folks have said we'll have people there. So, you know, we'll have the individuals there to answer the questions. But it's really about you. And it will cost you nothing. It's 6 to 8 p.m., Bismarck Event Center. Very important point. We have set the room for the appropriate recommendations from the state and CDC on social distancing. So I think we have like a room that would seat normally 250 that you have like 100 chairs in or something like that. So, you know, the individual chairs are apart from each other, as are the people that are the invited guests. So don't worry about that. Some people have asked about that, and I'm glad you did because we have it covered. All right. We continue on What's on Your Mind to talk about the era in which we live right now, the COVID era. You know, for folks like the University of Mary and other institutes of higher learning, it is what it is. You don't get to say, I believe it, I don't believe it. Is it going to happen? Is it as big, as bad as they say? Is it better here than ever? You just, because there are more people worried about it than not worried about it. There are more people making decisions based on, is this safe or is it not, than are not. That's just the reality. Saw that the other day in a poll on masks. National mandate, 80%. Within hours of that poll coming up, President Trump was sending a note to his campaign supporters saying, let's wear masks. What do we got to lose here? Let's give it a try. So the point is, people want things safe. They want to know that where they're going, you know, there's been a process and that's thought out. The person in charge of that effort for the University of Mary, the Executive Vice President, Jerome Richter, back with us on the program. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, listeners. It's great to be with you.
Will the University of Mary be safe?
We believe so. We have gone through all of the different research, talking to all the right people to feel as though we have a plan in place that will protect our students to keep them safe. But at the same time, Scott, you know as well as every listener out there, this is something that we don't exactly know. We know what we know, but there's a lot of unknowns, and this is why everyone is in the same boat. Like, absolutely 100%, we need to do this. Right? So if there's one thing that I know is the university is committed. The University of Mary is committed to its students. One, to do the best that we can to keep them safe, but two, to get them back on campus, to get them back into their education, because life does need to go on.
How important is that? The kids are on campus, kids are with their peers, kids are learning in a classroom and doing what college students do. How important is that to their overall, the total person, the health of the total person, not just their education value?
I think it's vitally important. But at the same time, when I use the word vitally, their health and their safety is vitally important, literally vitally important. But that's why we've done the research and we've looked into things to know how to protect our students, to protect our staff, our employees, etc. We know that this population of people is not vulnerable in a lethal way to COVID-19. Now, our vulnerable community members, which we identify and we make sure that everybody understands who that is, we do need to make the accommodations to protect them. And we also have, as you've mentioned, the North Dakota Health Department, which has been tremendous. I want to give kudos out to the Department of Health, to Governor Burgum. I want to give a shout out to two of my dear friends, General Bob Schulte, who's in charge of testing, and Vern Dosh, who's in charge of contact tracing. They've been nothing but helpful to us, and I think to the state, to see the reality of what we're living in. But at the same time, to repeat Governor Burgum, it's facts, not fear. And this is where I want to add to that and say there's another leader that I can't thank enough ever in my life, and that's our President Monsignor Shea. And so before we started our emergency response team to respond to COVID and to build a plan for this fall, he said, the first thing I want done before anything else, don't start talking logistics, don't start talking tactics, don't start talking masks, not masks, social distancing, all this. He said, what are our guiding principles? What are our guiding principles? And this is where the mission of the University of Mary, founded on the Benedictine tradition of our sisters who founded and sponsor us, we developed four guiding principles that then sets the stage for everything. And here they are. Care for students. Our first thing that we do, and it's why we exist, is for the ethic and care of our students. And that means caring about their life and their future and their education and their career and their development.
Total person.
Not just the health of their body.
Yeah.
But what about the health of their spirit? What about the health of their mind? What about the health of their relationships? Right? And then the integration of our mission. To make sure that even in this time, our mission is still what is guiding us and is integrated across what we're doing with COVID. Right? The mission is still number one. And then naturally the health and safety, what are our protocols in place? And then here's the one that most people, I think, don't believe can happen. We believe that our campus is a home. When a student comes here for the year to study at the University of Mary, this is their home, not a temporary dwelling. This is their place. That's why we have the Lumen Vitae Center. That's why we take great care to care for the students with activities, with the spiritual realms, with also the health of mind, body, and the wellness centers. And so, because of that, we believe that we can become a city unto ourselves. If things get bad, the students can stay. We're going to take care of them. We're the third largest city in Burley County, the University of Mary, and we have all the facilities. We have our own health clinic here on campus. CHI St. A's has a clinic right here. We have our own doctors. We have the number one school of nursing. And so we have the resources to help us to do it. Is it going to be seamless? Are we going to have bumps in the road? Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been saying to a lot of my staff members, you know, I grew up on a dairy farm. I love going to a rodeo, and we're in a rodeo.
Hang on.
Hang on. And let's try to get to 8 seconds, and we're going to get bucked off a few times, but we're going to get back on.
You said something about the emergency response team, and I don't know that I've heard that from any other college, university out there. What is that?
Other places would say this is our COVID task force. We started it all the way back in February. Why? Is because we had students in Rome. So we had 25 students in Rome, studying in Rome, and we had to make some decisions about this whole coronavirus thing even in early February, because we knew it was breaking out there. Italy was a hot spot. It was in northern Italy. How is it going to affect Rome? And we had to start putting some of these things in place even then. And that's where Monsignor said, we will not make a decision by the way the wind's blowing or how people are reacting to something. We're going to make our decisions based on principles and the facts that we have before us. And so let's get these principles down. And that's a great gift as a leader. And that's where Monsignor is so amazing.
The other thing that you have in the way of an advantage, in my view, with the size of the campus,
sure,
the spaces,
yep,
you know, they're there. I mean, even thinking of your crow's nest, your restaurant is, yep, huge. You know, you're never going to have that filled to capacity, right? That's 24/7. People can go anytime.
We can seat up to 600 people at any moment when it's full to capacity, but it's open 24/7. So anyone who feels uncomfortable, they can go at the low hours. They can get a to-go box to go. I mean, we're creating all kinds of opportunities, but that's the beautiful thing, Scott. We were already set up for this. The same thing with online. We've been doing non-traditional education for many, many years. And so when we switched over in March, I believe, I'm not going to say this with 100% certainty, but I believe it was easier for us than just about anyone else. Because every teacher, and this goes to Dr. Diane Fladland's leadership, she demanded that every teacher be able to teach both in person and online, so that if a kid is sick or a kid is traveling for sports or whatever it is, they're always connecting with them.
Wow.
And we have a great system to be able to do this.
Fantastic. That's great news. Anything else you want to tell our listeners about the University of Mary and the plan for an unusual year, the school year of 2020-2021? Wow.
Well, here's what I would say. Thanks, everyone, for your prayers and support of education, period. We need education. Without education, we don't have the civilization that we have. We need educated people to be able to think through the future, and we can't stop educating our youth. I have a freshman in college this year. This has become very personal to me in a sense of seeing what happened to my son's senior year, now seeing what's possibly happened to his freshman year.
Yeah.
And I just talked to a dad whose son is going into his senior year of high school. These kids, we have to remember them. Their life is in front of them. For me, I'm not that old, but I'm old enough to be like, hey, I've had my time. But we got to commit to them having a future, as well as protecting everybody along it. And like I said, it's going to be a rodeo,
yeah,
for all of us. But let's commit together. Let's commit together that we're going to do this, and let's follow our protocols. But as soon as all of a sudden we have a little bit of an outbreak, let's call it, a surge here or there, let's not overreact. Let's do what our state has done so well. Observe it, pay attention to it, study it, and then deal with it.
Fantastic. Well, it's going to be fun to watch all that play out, and you know, most importantly, kids are here and they're learning, right?
Yes.
In the environment they're used to doing, so that's great. Thank you, Jerome.
Appreciate it, Scott.
Jerome Richter, the Executive Vice President of the University of Mary, on What's on Your Mind. Let me get one call in here before our break, coming up pretty quick here. But Ryan, Aberdeen, South Dakota, lay it on me, Ryan.
Thank you, Scott. If I might digress from the first point I wanted to make, I'd hold the University of Mary up as a great example of how to deal with this. Don't act on a doubt. Don't make policy out of fear or uncertainty. I think they're doing it right. But what I originally wanted to call you about today was the energy issues and the Standing Rock tribe up in the courts. I'm from northeastern South Dakota, and I've seen examples in our press down here of chicanery, I guess. I don't know if dishonesty is quite the right word. But I've seen examples of tribes going to court because they weren't at core meetings, even.
Hang on a second, Ryan. We'll let you finish on the other side of the break. More coming.
I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I love America. And so do you. I crisscross these Great Plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming live and online fall equipment auctions, including retirement auctions with exceptional lines of quad tracks, Case and John Deere tractors, seeding and harvest equipment, with antique tractors and livestock equipment in Tolna, Lankin, Steele, Hazleton, and Bowman, North Dakota, Baker and Dagmar, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to pipers.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans
I don't know what happened here, but
Packingham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo.
Kind of hard to not recognize that voice, isn't it, Todd? One of your favorites right there?
She got cut with a sword at Chattanooga.
No doubt about it.
Hey, still remember getting to introduce him at the Ohio State Fair in 1996. What a moment, man.
We have that in common because I introduced him at the Huron State Fair, the South Dakota State Fair in Huron.
Wow.
I don't remember what year that would have been, 80-something. I've told the embarrassing story before because we gave him a cowboy hat. Came on.
Oh, that's right. I do remember you telling that story.
Came on stage with a cowboy hat, and I was walking in front of him trying to get back to the grandstand, and I was stuck in the mud in my boots, and he points down to me and says, I want to thank my friend Chuck for giving me this hat. I was Chuck for that.
Unfortunately, my story that same day at the Ohio State Fair was embarrassing because I thought I could go back on my favorite childhood ride, the Scrambler, and I found out the hard way that I cannot do rides anymore. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, yeah. I did get to meet both Johnny Cash backstage in the bus when we gave him the cowboy hat, and June Carter Cash. So pretty special, kind of fun.
There you go.
Love Johnny Cash. 9-4, the top of the hour. We continue on What's on Your Mind. And we had a listener that had a thought, an idea, pondering this pipeline situation and what to do about it. So go ahead and finish your thought, Ryan.
Well, thank you, Scott. As I was saying before the break, I've seen examples of press coverage of pipelines here in South Dakota where tribes will complain about getting shut out of the process, even though they are notified and they failed to send a representative to these board meetings.
That happened with the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. The Public Service Commission tried to contact them. They did not participate. Now, after the fact, they say, yeah, well, it's because we're sovereign and we don't have to. There's an excuse for it, but you're right. I mean, that isn't any way to be a good neighbor. That isn't the way that, and, you know, this permit.
Or they worry about water quality, water intakes on the river, even though the water intakes in question have not been used for years, and that is precisely why the pipeline was put where it was put, and they would have a chance to address their concerns further if they attended these meetings.
That's what I'm talking about. All of this needs to just, you need a complete reboot on the whole process. For everybody's sake, without question. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate you very much. Ron Ness is here in the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron, I'm curious of your membership, the folks that generate a lot of tax dollars in North Dakota by bringing a lot of oil out of the ground, what they make of yesterday's decision.
Well, thanks, Scott. Yesterday's decision, I think, is another positive step to keep the pipeline operating. Obviously, there were some language in there that would cause some consternation from that judge talking about, you know, this pipeline may or may not have a valid permit. Well, the reality is that company followed the letter of the law. The Corps of Engineers underneath the Obama administration approved that project and it moved forward. And this is a very scary thing for anybody that builds anything when you can go back and say that it wasn't done properly and that the project should be stopped, the office building should be emptied, the bridge should be cleared, the pipeline should be emptied. And let's remember the previous caller's discussion. This pipeline is not on the reservation. This is through an existing field, a pipeline corridor which has a power line and an existing pipeline in it since the 1980s. This is not a greenfield project. The environmental analysis that was done is probably one of the most extensive done on any EA. And also, Scott, this pipeline runs underneath the Missouri River west of Williston, North Dakota, which is just adjacent to the water intake for the city of Williston and all of western North Dakota. So I think we have to recognize what this whole thing is, and it is becoming a legal battle. And I saw in the news yesterday 100 coal plants across the United States have been shut down since 2011. This is a big-time effort to shut down fossil fuels in this country, and they're attacking the ability to get our commodities to market via pipelines and through any means possible. And this is funded by big money, just like things like Measure 3 are on your ballot this year. Check that out. That is East Coast big money trying to limit what we here in North Dakota do and how we make a living.
Yeah, very well said. A few seconds left here. I'm curious, do you believe, at least with the certainty of the pipeline operating till the end of the year, that it's going to help for this year and drilling?
Yes, Scott, I believe that it will allow wells to come back online that I think were put on hold after the July 4th holiday. Operators now have some confidence that they'll be able to put those wells back online. I hope this thing is gelled quickly and we move forward. And remember, this pipeline is about to expand from 570,000 barrels a day to 1.2 million barrels a day as soon as a permit from the state of Illinois is provided. So we hope this thing not only gets back online, but it's doubled down soon.
Yeah, no
critically
kidding.
Important to the investment in the Bakken.
Wow. All right. Very good information. Ron Ness, by the way, my guest host tomorrow, so you hear more about that with the Dr. Mike LeBeau from Sanford. Kevin Kramer, his guest.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer. With a splash pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.